Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your people and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. How much trouble would we be in if we acted like the four guys in our gospel this morning? You know, out of the blue, in the middle of the day, we drop everything and abandon our family business to follow a preacher. You know, the business our family worked so hard at, and the business we were supposed to inherit and keep running someday. I mean, would we be considered crazy and impulsive, or would it be bold and brave? Or would it be a leap of faith, the kind of believing that's, you know, all in, where we completely trust that God will guide us to a life worth taking a big risk, a life worth changing for? You know, could any of us do that? You know, leave behind what's known and familiar and live a life completely following Jesus? Well, there's always a few who can, you know, who are called to leave all that's familiar and fully commit to an alternative way of living. You know, I think of missionaries in underdeveloped countries or contemplative monks in a monastery. But could we manage that? You know, in the middle of all of our commitments, our work, our school, our families, could we, like Simon and Andrew, James and John, leave everything behind to follow Jesus? Seems pretty impractical, right? Well, following Jesus may not mean walking away from our work and our family. Yet, Jesus does call us to a new way of being, a new way of seeing ourselves. We're invited to take on a new identity in him. Following Jesus is so much more than accepting Jesus as our Savior, so much more than believing in him. Following Jesus is a life-changing commitment to imitate him, to do what he did, to interact with each other like Jesus would. So maybe we aren't asked to drop everything to follow Jesus in the same way that his disciples did. Maybe for us, it's more about leaving behind familiar or comfortable thoughts and actions that aren't really in line with being an imitator of Jesus. You know, if we're open to it and we examine our lives, we will probably find something that we could consider leaving behind or letting go of. You know, we all have some resentment, some preconceived notion, some expectation that wasn't met, or some not so nice thoughts about others that could be left behind. You know, probably a few things, some judgments, some hurts we bring forward, some prejudices that we could let go. Maybe even some behaviors we're not all so proud of. Most likely, we all have a few things to leave behind so we can reorientate our hearts and our minds to be more Christ-like. I know I have work to do as I answer Jesus' invitation to follow him. You know, sometimes I find myself reaching into my baggage and pulling out something from the past and laying it on someone in my present. Maybe I jump to a conclusion without knowing all the details. The first four disciples followed because Jesus was calling them to something bigger than themselves. Following Jesus gave their lives purpose and meaning beyond their imagination, and the same can be true for us. Following Jesus is a call to being open, to letting go of what we think we need to keep, those hurt feelings, our judgments, and turn away from what is getting in the way of God reigning in our lives. And when we do this, when we leave behind what God asks us to, then we leave room in our hearts and minds to receive a life full of love. And again, this isn't easy love. It's the real challenging love, the love that puts God's desires first and then others before ourselves. The kingdom of God is present when we model our lives after Jesus, living like he did, offering transformation and reconciliation, justice, healing, and love. Living in the kingdom of God, being a follower of Jesus, requires us to embrace a way of living with values and norms that are based on his life and his teachings. And this may mean some significant changes in how we live our lives and how we go about our days. There's a director of ministry at St. Gregory of Nyssa Episcopal Church in San Francisco, and her name is Sarah Miles. And in her book, Take This Bread, she writes about being a follower of Jesus. And she writes, "Faith isn't an argument or a catechism or a philosophical proof. It is instead a lens, a way of experiencing life with a willingness to act." So faith is a way of looking at and experiencing our life. Having faith is a willingness to act according to the example shown to us by Jesus. And the world needs the good news of Jesus. This good news is so much more than by believing in Jesus, then we get to go to heaven. The good news is that there is abundant life now when God rules our hearts and we learn to live and love like Jesus. You know, we are urgently needed to act like Jesus and to love like him. I found a song written by the Iona community in Scotland that sums up the experience of hearing Jesus call to us to follow him. And the first parts are Jesus' call to us. And the last stanza is, I hope, our response. And it's called The Summons. Amen.